It's more than the inner confidence that the powers of the world that press down and destroy human life will eventually yield, right? It's more than that. It's more than understanding that God's promises will be fulfilled someday. It's the reality that those promises, moving as an advance force and operating behind the enemy lines. Many of you who have attended meetings with me, I pray a prayer something like this, that as we leave this place, God, may your Spirit go before us and fill our home so as we sleep, we are protected. So that as we go to work or wherever we go the next day, that your Spirit will prepare the hearts of those that we're about to meet. So that when we arrive, we may be your presence in their life. Advanced force operating behind enemy lines. That's what that's all about. That God goes before us and prepares the hearts of those that we will meet. You know what? God doesn't. Well, there are no chances with God, are there? There's a reason and a purpose. So that when we show up, maybe someone, maybe, just maybe, is ready to open up their hearts. Why? Because you showed up as God's presence. Faith is not believing, folks, that God can. It's knowing that God will. Faith is not believing that God can. It is knowing that God does and will. Christians have faith as an inward assurance, but they also embody a faith as an outward manifestation or sign. Let's think about this. Faith has an inward reality, and we sing, "We shall overcome." You all know that hymn, right? So as an inward reality, we sing, "We shall overcome." But faith as an outward reality marches in the trenches of our life. Faith as an inward reality trusts God's promises that mourning and crying and pain will be no more. But faith as an outward reality prays boldly for those who mourn, boldly for those who weep, and works tirelessly to ease the pain of those who are wounded. Faith as an inward reality moves hearts. Faith as an outward reality moves mountains. You see, the second part of faith, the conviction of things not seen, points to faith's capacity to discern the realities that we don't see with our visible eye. To the eye of faith, the universe is not simply an aimless swirl of energy and matter, of billions of stars thrown out into space. But the eyes of faith see it as creation, an expression of the love of God sustained by God's hidden providence. To the naked eye, there's trouble all around, but to the eye of faith, God's wonders and grace are all around us. All around us. You see, what the preacher of Hebrews is saying is that the high priestly ministry of Jesus Christ establishes a great unbroken cord of faith that stretches from creation all the way from the beginning of human history, all the way, and including through this church, to the city of God, where Jesus has fastened the cord of faith. The cord which is called in Hebrews that parabola of salvation. The chain of faithful people holding on to the cord and to each other. And it turns out not to be just the pathway traveled by Jesus Christ, God's Son. Not just something that Jesus forms, but a chain of faithful people holding on to that cord and to each other. This is what we're a part of. This is what we are called to be a part of. This is what the saints that are cheering us on in this race want us to be a part of. And we are gifted with. But we got to choose to grab a hold of the cord. We have to choose to run the race. We have to choose to help the saints and join the saints in this race of life. Let us pray. Gracious God, you are truly an amazing God. And we thank you so much for the opportunity to join your race, God. We thank you so much for the opportunity to join the vine that you have stretched for us, to hold on tight to that vine and to trust that that vine is firm because of your promises. That we can trust that vine, Lord, because of history, what we read about, how you have been strong and trustworthy through the ages. Dear God, we can grab on to this cord of faith going through our church. And we give you praise for the opportunity that we can run the race and be cheered on by such a great cloud of witnesses. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.